Jesus opened the understanding of his followers, October 19. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures. The sayings of Christ are to be valued, not merely in accordance with the measure of the understanding of those who hear, they are to be considered in the important bearing that Christ himself attaches to them. He took the old truths, of which he himself was the originator, and placed them before his hearers in heaven's own light. How different was their representation! What a flood of meaning and brightness and spirituality was brought in by their explanation! After his resurrection, Christ opened the understanding of his followers, that they might understand the Scriptures. Everything had been transformed by the working of the arts of Satan. Truth was covered up by the rubbish of error, and hidden from finite sight. When Christ referred to his humiliation, rejection, and crucifixion, the disciples could not take in his meaning. It had been a part of their education to expect Christ to set up a temporal kingdom, and when he spoke of his sufferings they could not understand his words. Christ had many truths to give to his disciples of which he could not speak, because they did not advance with the light that was flashed upon the Levitical laws and the sacrificial offerings. They did not embrace the light, advance with the light, and follow on to still greater brightness as providence should lead the way. And for the same reason Christ's disciples today do not comprehend important matters of truth. So dull has been the comprehension of even those who teach the truth to others that many things cannot be opened to them until they reach heaven. It ought not to be so. But as minds become narrow, they think they know it all, and set one stake after another in points of truths of which they have only a glimpse. People close their minds as though there were no more for them to learn, and should the Lord attempt to lead them on they would not take up with the increased light. They cling to the spot where they think they see a glimmer of light, when it is only a link in the living chain of truths and promises to be studied. The development of truth will be the reward to the humble-hearted seeker who will fear God and walk with Him. The truth that the mind grasps as truth is capable of constant expansion and new development. As the mind grasps it in its preciousness, it becomes elevated, ennobled, and sanctified.